Tell me why you won.
Wow. I mean, I don't think being a hometown kid is the only qualifying thing, but I really hope that showing my lifelong dedication to Moscow resonated with voters, and I think that shows in the numbers. And honestly, what it tells me is the citizens believe that what Moscow has been doing for the past, 20 plus years, in being good stewards, the city's been a great steward of taxpayer dollars, and I'm sure I'll get some flack for that on social media, but I just want people to know, by and large, folks believe in the direction that Moscow's heading. We continue to do a lot with very limited resources, and I think, man, why I won. I mean, I think hopefully I'm a likable person, but I don't want that to be the only reason either. I mean,
I could suggest a few other possible reasons, and you can tell me yes or no. Because you're progressive, and progressives tend to win in Moscow, or maybe you won because the city's well-run. You were sort of talking about that. Or was it because we have a problem with the Christian nationalism and don't like Moscow's role on the national stage? That may have had something to do with it, although progressives do tend to win, right?
I really try hard. Municipal government potholes don't have to be bipartisan or partisan in any way. And cities, especially of, probably I'd say 50,000 or fewer constituents, it should never have to be that way. And so what I can say from a personal perspective is I don't love that the top results when you search what Moscow are things of a fairly charged national conversation. I want Moscow to continue to be the place that has shaped me into someone who understands that there's a lot of gray area in a lot of things. And at the end of the day, what I hope to continue to model and inspire in others is please just, it's easier. It's a lot. Let me say it this way. It's a lot harder to be mad at your neighbor when you've had a conversation. And I do believe that there have been some pretty confusing interpretations of the reasons why the United States of America was founded, the principles that have founded the United States, including the Constitution and we the people, I think, spoke up, and I'm so honored. I know it's one big Democratic Republic experiment, and I'm so honored, and I am hopeful for the, hopeful for the future. And at the end of the day, I want folks to know that I'm only who I am because of the experiences that I've had in Moscow, and I cannot thank everyone enough who I have interacted with and learned from and had hard conversations with, because hard conversations is part of democracy, and a lot of those conversations, not a single one of those conversations happened on social media. They have all happened in person. And I think it's really important that we remember, Moscow's a really, really special place, and we can continue to make it special if we commit to civil discourse and I just want people's toilets to flush and the wastewater systems and the stormwater systems and the water and lights and fire and police to work as expected. And we continue to do that with a very shoestring budget. And I'm a believer, and I'm so hopeful and inspired that all the voters who voted for me also believe the same thing, that we're doing okay. And we're going to continue to do okay.
That should be a wrap. But, so I just want you to comment on, the good stewards of funds in Moscow, and it seemed like most of the resistance to your candidacy was on social media, as you mentioned, and I'm wondering the things that were said about how Moscow uses taxpayer money, were some of them incorrect, outright lies, and then there was a mix of also things that, they just didn't like the stage in East City Park.
I think both, and it's interesting. I mean, I have largely stayed away from social media for my own sanity because I'm doing the work. I'm spending the energy and the time and the resources elsewhere. The one that caught my eye was someone clipped the video on in response to an opinion piece in the Moscow Pullman Daily News article on Facebook, implying that, like, council rolls my eyes and no one's going to want to work with me. And, like, it's really ironic because I what I can infer from this person's social media profile is, like, they're asking for better stewardship of taxpayer dollars. And what I was asking for in the one-minute clip that was posted on Facebook in the comment section was me asking for some better accountability. And I was skeptical of what the $850,000 we were expected to pay for this rendering would give us. So I just, it was the perfect continuation of the illustration in the broader national discourse about, like, you take a snippet of something and, like, the context matters. The context always matters. And what I would ask for folks who are looking for the gotcha moments, please understand that, like, in these two-hour dialogues, the 2 hours of dialogue matters. The context matters. And I don't know, Lou, it's been, like, I will say, like, I'm a much healthier person by not feeding into that. I don't feed the trolls. I really firmly believe in not feeding the trolls. And I do think that people, I'm really grateful for Moscow and the larger constituency for understanding, like, what Moscow provides with our services is a unique opportunity for people to build and cultivate a really beautiful life and build a community if you so choose to engage with the larger community. And I would encourage everyone, there can and is a space for you in Moscow. All I ask is don't draw lines in the sand.
Very good. Very good. Well, I know as somebody who takes clips from city council meetings, it's tough because you want the listeners to hear, like, the most important part of it. But, you know, there is this two-hour discussion that goes on. And one thing that's impressed me with the Moscow City Council over the years is how much they ask questions in order before they pass something or pay for something. So, you know, both in the committee and on the council. So kudos.
And Lou, one thing I want to add is, like, I have gotten a lot of flack from various community members and at times my peers on council for asking questions. And for me, it is a signal to both the staff and the community that if we receive questions from the community, that we ask them on record and get an answer on record. And also, like, it's all my genuine curiosity and understanding who these 170 staff people who work for the city of Moscow. I never expected to find, like, pump stations or chip seals versus chip coating, asphalt coatings to be so interesting. But I believe it's my responsibility if I am on a governing board endorsing these decisions to at least engage with the conversation and show questions. And I also believe that people who come to council, because the role is different between council and mayor. I think we talked a little bit about this, but, like, the role of council, I think very rarely there should be minds completely made up before you sit behind the desk, because the whole point is for the decisions and the decision that is voted on to be shaped by the discussion of the six people in the public forum. And I don't envy what you have to go through as far as, like, clipping those sound clips,
yeah,
you know, 60 second for the morning or evening updates. But I just would invite anyone and everyone to listen to the whole conversation and also ask some questions, because I ask for is people that approach things with curiosity instead of animosity, because I'm not saying that every time I'm going to have an answer that I also like or agree with, but the context and the history is always going to matter.
And you said those six people, but maybe you mean the seven people. I know the mayor tends to moderate the conversation, but also you're going to be giving your input too, maybe after all the other six have spoken.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a beautiful thing that we have, which is the balance of the three branches of government. And granted, the council will sometimes act as, like, both the judicial and legislative body. And sure, the mayor does a lot of just, like, running the meeting. But I think there's a huge opportunity for us in both in all three of these branches to act as teachers. And I'm really excited to lean into that as mayor. mayor-elect, and because it's something that I've done the past 4 years on council and I will continue to do.